Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As previously announced, for the rest of this summer, we are going to gaze upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And here is what we are primarily going to learn. The glory of God is revealed in the person of Christ. By way of introduction, let me tell you what I mean by that. The glory of God is revealed in the person of Christ. How so? Like this. The Bible tells us God the Father is not a physical being, but a spiritual being. And God the Father is invisible. We know this, right? God is not a physical being, but a spiritual being, and God is invisible. God says this of himself in the scripture. For example, in John 4, verse 24, Jesus says, God is spirit. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 17, Paul writes, Now to the King, invisible. God is spirit, and God is invisible. And then further along in this same book of 1 Timothy, we come to chapter 6, and verses 15 and 16. And again, Paul is writing about God and says, He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. That's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. In the book of Hebrews and in the 11th chapter and the 27th verse, the author, who is unknown to us, says, God, who is unseen. God, who is unseen. Hebrews 11, verse 27. These are statements of fact about the living God. God cannot be seen by the physical eye. God does not have body parts such that we can say there is the literal hand of God or the eyes of God. I have looked into them. Even Moses, who met with God on Mount Sinai, did not see him. And so if we cannot see God because God cannot be seen, then how do we know just how glorious our God is? Good question. The answer is to see the glory of God. I could say the absolute beauty of God, to see this in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us exactly what Jesus looks like, and his look is physical. He has physical form. He not only was seen, but he is presently being seen, and he will be seen. You are all, we are all, every one of us, going to see Jesus Christ, and we will see him in form. God the Father is a spiritual being, not a physical being. But God the Son, Jesus, is both a spiritual and a physical being. God the Father is invisible, but God the Son, Jesus, was visible, is visible, and will be visible. God is three in one. He is God the Father, Son, and Spirit, and it is as the Son that he is seen. I want to show you this in the Bible, but I want to do this in a text that you might not expect. You might assume, oh, he's going to tell me about Jesus, is he? Well, I better get ready to turn to the Gospels then. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and or John. If you think this, you'd be wrong. Of course, there's nothing wrong with reading those four dynamic true testimonies of the Christ. We'll always and forever spend a lot of time in the Gospels. When you read them, you will see that Jesus, the God-man, had a physical body complete with eyes, hands, ears, a mouth, arms, and legs. He had his own unique look. He was human in the same way that we are human. And so we could definitely turn right into the Gospels and compile quite the picture of the glory of God in the person of Christ. We could. Now, what if instead of making our first stop the Gospels, we commence our investigation into Jesus in another of the Bible's 66 books? What if I showed you not what Jesus did look like when he became incarnate in his first coming, but what if I unveiled for you what Jesus looks like right now, as we speak, and what he will look like when we see him in the future? Will this be of interest to you? The glory of God is revealed in the person of Christ. Let me document this now from God's holy and infallible word. So turn with me, if you can, to perhaps what is a surprising place, the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. For those of you who do not know, the revelation of Jesus Christ is the final book of the entire Bible, and therefore of the New Testament. And today I just want to read this to you. It's only 20 verses, and I will read these to you from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. If you have your Bible handy, turn to the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. Hear now the Word of God. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet saying, write in a book what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. I'm reading the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. And now I continue at verse 12. This is Revelation chapter 1 and verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe and reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun, shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Wow, what a passage, Revelation 1, verses 1 through 20. That was the entire chapter. Tomorrow we will dig in with an introduction to this book of the Bible as a whole. Then it is my intention to walk through this with you verse by verse in the coming weeks. Prayerfully, I have thought this will be a good way to spend these summer months together. This is God Is, and we want to know God. Who better to tell us about Him than His one and only Son, Jesus Christ? The glory of God is revealed in the person of Christ. And you just heard me or followed along with me in your text as I read about both God's glory and Jesus Christ. Can I make a friendly recommendation? You will get the most out of what follows if you read this for yourself several times in July and August. And assuming you are not driving, if you will have your Bible with you and open to these verses when we meet together, and or if you will read these in the evening before and after we discuss each verse. This is how to get the most out of it. That is my encouragement to you, and you can start now. Just read all of Revelation chapter 1 and do so before this time tomorrow. Tell a friend also about our new study. Invite them to join us as together we continue to discover in Revelation chapter 1 who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.